Life can be stressful even under normal circumstances, and 2020 has challenged even the most difficult times of life. You need stress relief that goes beyond quick fixes, and that's Headspace.
The app is really great. You start by taking a little quiz where they ask you what's currently on your mind, like, do you want to manage stress or sleep better? Yes and yes. Then the app is curated to help you with whatever you want to work on the most.
Headspace is like your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. Need some help falling asleep? Headspace has wind-down sessions their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations you can do with your kids. Might need that. There are countless options for whatever sort of meditation you may need.
You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/mom.
That's headspace.com/mom for a free one-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation.
This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/mom today.
Every home is lived in differently. That's why Interior Define makes it easy to customize one-of-a-kind sofas and sectionals with 100-plus fabrics, 20-plus leg styles, and multiple lengths and depths. And their one-on-one design support means having someone else do the heavy lifting for you.
Worried about spilling wine on your sofa? Yes, I am. Hate cleaning up after sticky fingers? Yes, I do. Interior Define's collection of kid-friendly fabrics means less time cleaning and more time enjoying. So get started with free swatches, then customize your perfect piece with 15% off using code IMOMSOHARD.
Hey, your life isn't pre-made and your sofa shouldn't be either. Start customizing with 15% off using code IMOMSOHARD at interiordefine.com.
Offer expires February 1st, 2021 at 11:59 p.m. Pacific time. One-time use cannot be combined. Pause during sales.
Oh, should we get started?
Yeah, let's get started, you guys.
You guys ready?
We're gonna podcast.
We're gonna do some podcasting today.
We're podcasting today. Hashtag I'm Mom So Hard Podcast.
Spoiler alert. Christian just told a really amazing story before the mics were ever on. So sorry about that. But
were they not on? That's really funny. They were on?
They were
Look
on?
Look how offended he is. We've got three hot hipsters that help us in this office. And they literally said to us, didn't they? They were like, I didn't know that the mom from Home Alone was in Schitt's Creek. And we're like, oh my God, we're so old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Catherine O'Hare is her name. Gentleman.
Yeah.
Gentleman.
I ain't mad at you. I mean...
I'm not mad.
Yeah. I mean, I'm mad. I'm a little bit mad. Yeah. But you know what?
Not mad in a bad
Life
way.
Life is what it is.
Life
We're
is just
old.
What it is.
We're going to take it back a little bit today because I'm going to make Kristen talk about something. And she might, I don't think you're going to kill me. I just don't know if you're ready to, but I'm going to tell you right now you're ready.
What the hell does that mean? Oh, God. If this is a feelings thing, Jen, I swear.
No.
Well, are you going to tell everybody what you're making me do?
If the feeling thing is that you are going to jump out of your chair.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm totally ready for it. And then we're going to get to some fan mail. Hear from some fans.
Yeah. We decided to deep dive and go back and look at some fun comments. I have one that's as early as 2016.
You do?
I do. And that's it made me laugh really hard.
Also, we decided to deep dive into the fact that we don't actually call them fans.
We don't.
We
refer to all y'all as
the moms.
The moms. Even if you're a man.
Even if you don't have kids.
Right. Even if you don't have kids, we just call it all y'all the moms.
That's right.
And we don't say that because we know that when we are saying like, oh, well, what our moms are really into, or this is what our moms are into, we are not talking about our actual mothers.
Yeah, we'll be in like a meeting talking about like, we really think that the moms would like, or our moms would really like this. And they're like, okay, well your moms.
It's a different demographic. And we're like, not our mothers. They wouldn't
like
anything we do.
No, they don't listen to us.
They don't find us funny at all.
Not at all.
My mom just calls me and goes, why do you have to cuss so much? Why?
I learned it from watching you.
Yeah. Terry's like, fuck you. Her. No, I'm just kidding.
We are blabbering on so much in these that we keep forgetting that we want to tell you guys all these things about the hilarious shit that you guys send us.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. We read so many stories and comments and DMs that you're like, I've never told anybody this. And those are the ones we definitely read.
Yeah.
So
BT Dubs, if you let us, we might read it.
We might read it on the podcast. And we will definitely read it at a party when parties are allowed again.
Oh, God. And I tell you what, if you drunk dial our voicemail, I ain't going to be mad at you.
I ain't going to be mad at you. Better drunk dial our voicemail. And here's the other thing. You don't have to get too formal about it. If you just want to talk about your heavy period cramps, or that your husband keeps trying to have sex with you when you're making pasta, or that your kids are making you feel like all you want to do is search Expedia, we're not going to judge you, and we're not going to be mad at you. Same, we want to hear that. We want to hear it.
Okay, but for now, before we get into that.
Okay.
I'm going to make you talk for a hot minute about...
A hot minute.
No. Don't worry about... This is something I know. Sweating. No. This is going to get you excited, because this is something, rather somebody you love to get excited about. And I think that people that listen to us are going to get excited to know this part of our lives. So you got to set up who Lynn is. Let's talk about Lynn.
Lynn is one of my longest friends, one of my best friends from Nebraska. Her maiden name was Lynn Perkini.
I'm cheering up for no reason, just because she's the best.
She is the best. And when I tell you that Lynn makes me laugh, Lynn is one of those friends that you have that, like, the first two words out of her mouth, she's sort of giggling along with them. And so then she makes you want to giggle. And then all you do is, like, Betty Rubble giggle for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
And this girl and I, we grew up together. We started in kindergarten together. I was bridesmaid in her wedding. Like, we've been the best of friends forever. And we were in clown troupe together. So
we're going to deep dive into that. Don't worry.
So I got it. Yeah, we were in clown troupe, and
that's something that needs to be explained.
Do you want me to keep talking about Lynn, or do you want me to deep dive into it?
Yeah, just say like what the progression of your friendship has been, because I have a Lynn too, and I think it's really funny that
we both have Lynn.
That we have these better versions of ourselves out there.
She's a mom of four, and four boys, and she had them like boom, 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 boom. And I remember she had her first son when we were like 21. She was so young. And I remember when she brought Riley over to my house, and it was so weird to sit with her, and she had this baby. She was like such a grown up. I was like, she's married with a baby, and I still smelled of tequila from the night before. And I remember that I was holding the baby, and of course Riley's so cute and chunky and sweet, and just they're the most beautiful boys you've ever seen. And I go, hey Lynn, does he still shit himself? And she laughed for so offensive. And then I knew we were going, everything was going to be fine in our friendship forever, because I've never seen anyone laugh harder.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
I didn't mean that to not sound funny, but
I have the best friend that I grew up with is Mandy.
Yeah.
And so Lynn and Mandy, they're both like better, nicer, kinder, quieter versions of us, kind of.
Yeah.
And Mandy had her daughter first. And I didn't mean anything, but I was like, hey, trying to get, like, I was calling her daughter like a dog. Like, does she know her name? Like, I didn't.
She's like 6 months old. And
she literally was.
She's slow.
She literally was six, not even walking yet. I don't know what I was trying to do. Get her to like,
I know you don't know over. When you're single chick, you don't have any idea what milestones are. I think the baby was like 12 days old when I held him, and I was like, how long is this diaper situation? And she would laugh for hours on that.
Well, that's okay. That's the thing. So you learned like a lot of your momming about what it was like from Lynn.
I love Lynn so much because she's the person that taught me that whatever story, whatever terrible thing you've done, there's someone else there who has done worse.
Yeah.
I mean, when Finn fell off the bed when he was a baby, she was the first person I called. And she was like, oh my God, that's happened to me like 18 times. Yeah. Like, I mean, they fall down the stairs. Her boys are like a tumbleweed. There's four boys. Every time I go to her house, she's like, I'm really sorry. Everything smells like pee. She's just... She's boy mom. Does. Of course, she's so girly too. She has four boys, and she's the girliest. Like, we remember when we bought her that pink purse, and she, because Lynn, who I could talk about all day, let me just say, we did our first show in Lincoln, and that was the show that, like, oh my God, what a crazy ride. It was like sold out in like 30 seconds.
And this is when I met Lynn,
this
too,
is when you met her.
Heard so much about her, but never like been back in Nebraska with you at the same time to meet her.
And it was so fun. And she couldn't wait. And we got back to Nebraska and I said, Lynn, we are so overwhelmed. Like we're sold out. We have all this merch. She's like, don't even worry about it. I've got my floor boys, my husband, my dad, my mom, my sister, her husband. We've got 14 cousins. We're going to work merch. And so she made herself
Kristen told me about this she beforehand and I was like
a lanyard that said like merchandise,
yeah, all access kind of, and but you know what, she needed it, she knew what she was doing and we did,
and
not
we sold more merch that night than any show we've ever sold. Her son was wearing a tank top.
Oh,
it
my
was
god,
so fantastic.
Her boys now are like grown up and they're like grown beefy up as hell, and they were wearing like extra medium t-shirts, like,
yeah, like over their muscles, yeah, which was, and they're giant. So
Lynn,
it was,
not that I think your boys are hot, but you have so to admit they
cute.
Look, yeah.
And to, the moms in the audience were, they like, were going, oh my bunk. God,
I know, yeah.
So we sold t-shirts that didn't even fit people because Lynn was so great, and like, yeah, she's just been such a beacon of light for me over the years, especially being in LA and not being home.
Yeah.
Like, you pick up where you left off, you, and that's a good friend, like, that's, those are the friends that are like your, it touch your soul, because
yeah,
you don't have to give a lot of preliminary information. You just call and go, oh my god, this woman was such a bitch to me, and that, yeah, person's like, where is she, what did she do,
yes,
I hate her,
yeah,
and that's what you need. That's your, that's your yes and friend. Did you know that Third Love loves your boobs the, mm-hmm, way you love your boobs? And
I don't, but they're helping me love mine more.
They do, because they embrace what you have and make it look awesome, yep, plus comfortable, and they're amazing. Third Love is designed for your perfect fit. Third Love uses the measurements of millions of women to design bras with all day comfort and support, like the one I have that is a deep cut down the middle. If I'm wearing it, I'm not wearing a shirt because it makes my boobs look so good. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. They have a perfect fit promise. Third Love stands behind their products. If you don't love it, exchanges and returns are free for 60 days. And I didn't know I was wearing the wrong bra size forever and ever. And now that I am wearing the right one, I love it.
Yeah.
I like my boobs better.
And
seriously,
it's weird. You do get a lot of compliments about your boobs lately, and that's not the untruth. They have this really cool fit finder quiz. You answer a few questions to find your size based on your breast size, shape, and fit issues.
They're comfortable and made with high quality materials. There's no substitute for comfort, especially when it comes to your bra. With signature details like memory foam cups, which are super comfy, no slip straps, and a scratch free band, Third Love creates better bras that focus on what matters, keeping you comfy.
Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 10% off your first order.
Go to thirdlove.com/imomsohard now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 10% off your first purchase.
That's thirdlove.com/imomsohard for 10% off today. I love Framebridge, and that's no BS. Framebridge makes it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things without ever leaving the house. From your art prints to your posters to your photos sitting on your phone, you can do anything at Framebridge.
Framebridge is also the perfect way to give easy and thoughtful holiday gifts. In just minutes, you can turn a photo from your phone into one of your best gifts ever.
You just go to framebridge.com, you upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging to safely mail in your physical pieces, which I have done.
Preview your item online in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts. Choose your favorite or get free recommendations from their talented designers.
And a handcrafted, personalized gift from Framebridge starts at $39, and all shipping is free. Plus, our listeners will get a 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use the code IMOMSOHARD.
I accidentally Instagrammed one of my Framebridge prints. Like, I sent this antique print in.
Oh, yeah.
And I got so many compliments on it.
Oh, cool. The Pan Am one?
It's one of those French posters.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that it makes, here's the thing. When you try to frame your own photos, they get bendy and weird. And over time, they can, like, literally, like, get air in there, and then they start to, like, wilt and look yucky.
Yeah.
Framebridge is professional framing, so it always looks good and it stands the test of time. I
you
can't
guys,
say enough about
you
it.
You don't want a really nice print to look like your rugby poster from college, okay?
No, nope, you sure don't. That would belong to my husband. Get started today. Frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code IMOMSOHARD to save an additional 15% off your first order.
Just go to framebridge.com, promo code IMOMSOHARD. Framebridge.com, promo code IMOMSOHARD. it's time for you to tell the story about what happened with Lynn a couple weeks
ago.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yes.
God. Oh, God.
Now that we know that Lynn is the most lovely human being on the planet, Kristen has to tell this story about what this wasn't her fault. She her face is so red right now, you guys, and this was not her fault. Let's.
Okay.
Oh
my
God. This is so important, you guys. You've never heard a story like this before.
Okay. Let me just say, about 6 weeks ago, in the middle of quarantine, when in the middle of everybody feeling
everything's stressed.
Sad, yeah. Everybody's sad. I'm getting ready to come in to do the podcast, to which we had a really funny thing ready to go. And my mom calls me to tell me.
Terry.
And let me just backstep. My friend Lynn, who I've just talked about at length, who I've grown up with, whose parents are like my parents, whose dad was my science teacher, and we all thought he was a leprechaun.
Yeah.
He literally, her mom had fallen several weeks ago and hit her head and had a brain bleed. So it was really bad. So she was in the hospital in intensive care. So I was keeping up with Lynn, and my mother called me and said, did you hear about Lynn's mom? And my heart sunk. And I said, oh, God. She said, yes, she passed away. So in that minute, my stomach hurts. I'm on the verge of tears. So I call my dear friend Lynn.
Because you're like,
I've got to make sure she's okay. And there was a part of me that was like, oh, okay. Let me call her. So I didn't hesitate. I literally heard those words. And I clicked off the phone. And I called Lynn. And I said, Lynn, I just am calling you to say that I heard, and I'm so sorry. And she goes, heard what? She had heard nothing. So then my butthole and my heartbeat were like spewing out of my body. And I was like, oh my God, she doesn't know. She doesn't know. She doesn't know.
So I'm laughing. I feel like an evil demon. I'm laughing, but you'll see.
I said, oh God, Lynn, I love you so much. I'm not getting off this phone call without just saying the words, but I think you need to call your family and check in because I think your mom passed away. So Lynn like literally stops and she's cool. She's at a new job day one. Day one, new job. Job day one. Jen, you fucker. Day one, new job. So she goes, oh, I just had checked in. Okay. She doesn't cry. She's calm. So she calls the hospital and then she calls her husband. So she's calling the hospital. She's on hold. She calls her husband, who's at a football game because he's a coach. And they literally pull him from the game so he can take the call from Lynn. Jen's bawling right now. She's laughing. So her eyes. So Lynn calls me back. And she goes, my mom is still alive. And I go, what? She goes, I just called the hospital and they said she's still alive. She's
better, actually.
She's actually improved. She's up in physical therapy. I said, what? What? And I go, I am so sorry. Lynn, I am so sorry. And she goes, I'm glad that Ryan was able to get back on the field and keep coaching. And that
it's state championship game.
I sent a domino effect. Like, just imagine what that does. Like, what that ripple effect. So I'm so mad at this point at my mother. So I get off the phone and my face was like purple. I was like, so I call. My mom, and I go, mom, Lynn's mother did not die. She moved floors. She did not move on.
Oh.
She moved floors.
Fancy.
Literally.
Okay.
She goes, well, that is not what I was told. And I go, by who? And then she mentioned this woman from Central City who told her. And
the dry cleaner, right?
Yeah. I go, well, who told her? And she goes, well, I don't know. And I go, well, you can't just call me because of the calling circle. Because
phone tree, I'm phone next.
Tree 101 is that I am going to call my friend. And then I had to be the bearer of bad news. Like, I've never. And then I had to undo it. So I literally am always like, I'm really sorry I told you that your mom died. Like,
every day for the rest of your life.
Every day for the rest of our life.
Hi, I wanted to, Merry Christmas. Also, sorry, so sorry about the time I told you your mom died. She did it. Okay.
I've told that story to you and to one other couple, and their faces are all the same thing, which is shock and horror, and there are tears. Because
no, I know.
You have to know that to give that kind of news to someone is the most terrifying.
The roller coaster of emotions that you were on. But it defines friendship too, because you are the only person that would happen to. I don't know what. I've never heard that. You for sure. And then Lynn was fine with it. She was upset.
Because she
was scared.
Well, I said I didn't want to tell this story until I knew that her mom had, I think her mom is now home. Like, she's still like recovering in a thing. But I was like, Terry, don't ever tell me someone died that I know. Unless you've seen the obituary.
I need the paperwork, Terry. From now on, I
will let that be a lesson to you.
Yeah.
Don't ever. When Lynn said, heard what? I crapped my pants.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah, I would. I would directly. Like,
so, bear. How terrible did I look when I came into this office to record a podcast?
I was like, who died? And she's like, not Lynn's mom. Bad, you guys. And she felt so bad about it too. Like, the people that you grow up with, they know you so well, almost like a sibling does, where they like
maybe better
yeah, because they've observed you for so long.
Yeah,
like maybe even when you weren't like paying attention. So that's how I am. Like, if I need to check myself on something, I have to call Mandy. I'm like, am I blowing this out of proportion? Is this thing that I'm doing, is like,
yeah, puts it in perspective. And here's the thing. When you have any of you out there that have these like deep friendships that maybe you don't even live in the same city. Maybe your friendship is like, you know, Lynn's back in Nebraska and I'm out here. But like the way they look at you and the person you are in their eyes and their heart is so good that you feel better about yourself when you're in front of them. Because I don't know about you, but everybody doesn't like me right now.
Everyone hates me, but I do know.
Literally, I told my husband that today. I was like, I'm just tired of looking at everybody.
I even think that like Mandy's, her daughters are number one in her life. Yeah. Like that, they're everything.
And how old are they?
I just turned 15, I think, and 18. Oh my God. Maybe 14 and 18.
They're experts.
Freshmen in college. Yeah. They totally know what they're doing, but Mandy would do anything in the world for them. Like, that's the kind of person that she is. She's always been that way. Like, she does not ask for anything. She does not need anything.
Yeah.
She just is happy and content. She would do whatever her daughters wanted. And I honestly think I'm number two. I could be wrong, but she makes me feel like that.
That's
like,
nice.
She loves her husband. They have the cutest little relationship. They share chapstick.
They're so sweet.
They're so nice to each other. It's disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she makes me feel like, you know, you're
and she's very good at like letting you be yourself and like giving you the light. And you know what I mean? Just like, she's, both of Lynn and Mandy have flown all over the country to come to shows.
Yeah.
Which is like, remember when Lynn and her husband Ryan came to Boston? And so for the first half of the day, they were trying to have Boston accents.
They were? Okay. Her husband is so cute too. So Lynn married her high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
We gotta back it up a little bit.
They did meet in college. I think that Ryan and Lynn both went to Wayne State.
They met when they were like 18,
right?
Oh my
God, so young. Yeah, like 19, 20. I don't know. I just remember being like, why am I in a wedding and I'm this young? And
then like, same, but I Lynn was getting married. But different wedding. Story.
Yeah, Jen was having the same experience in Las Vegas. I was thinking like, things over.
That's what happens when you have tequila for breakfast.
Yeah, you get married in Vegas.
Yeah.
Short
Whatever.
Story. but Lynn's awesome. And we also got senior pictures together that I think our parents were like, are they lesbians? Like, where we took the picture with the phones.
You guys have better than a sexual or love relationship. You are like bonded for life.
We would wear matching sweaters. It was just
what?
Oh my God, yeah. Like like in seventh grade, we would dress. We got matching perms. What? What?
With the, I
Why
know
are
you?
Your eyeballs
because
looking at me?
I know you, and I know these were your ideas, and I can't believe you made her go along with these.
She loved me.
I am going to get a perm someday because of you. This is the thing I love about Lynn, too, is like, you know, you get your ride or die gal. Lynn is ride or clown because Kristen wanted to be a clown. Tell him what your name was.
Christy the Clown, duh. I mean, it's a perfect alliteration.
So rather the clown. Than drinking, smoking, and making out with boys, Kristen really wanted to spend her high school years forming a clown troupe, and she got Lynn on board.
Not only did I get Lynn on board, she was a darling clown, and she wore, I think her name was Lenny, an homage to her dad, and she wore coveralls.
Lenny the Clown sounds like a total murderer, by the way.
And we went, this is the part that makes Jen and my husband so angry. On Friday nights, Lynn and I would dress up in full clown makeup and we would just go to the Grand Island Mall. We would go to the Conestoga Mall and the Grand Island Mall to try to find guys.
And by mall, she means like, what would it have been? Hey, like a Pomida?
No, you butthole. We lived in, we were going to Grand Island. We were driving 22 miles to go to the Conestoga Mall.
What's in it, Kristen?
Ups and downs. The Brass Buckle,
okay.
JCPenney.
Okay.
I know there was a lovely place that you could get sherbet with your mom.
That's
like,
four.
That's, I think there was a naturalizer in there. There was, I'm thinking of
like a Chess King or Jeans West.
I don't know about the fancy stores. Nope. I'm just saying, wait, what was that other one? That was a store that you'd go in and it had adult clothes and kind of went down to like kids' clothes. So everything like kind of looked the same. You could dress like your mom if you got an outfit there. Not you.
Talbots.
You didn't go?
No. I don't know. What is that?
I don't know.
Like it hipstery?
God, no. And then, what was the store that was like scandalous that you weren't supposed to shop at? You probably shopped at all the time.
Oh, Hot Topic.
Hot Topic. God,
yes, I had like a revolving account there.
I wasn't allowed to go into Hot Topic.
Because there were some really dirty t-shirts in there.
Yeah,
get that.
And I bought one and I got in super trouble.
Yeah, no, I suffered from a lack of supervision for a lot of my teen years.
I had too much supervision and also supervised myself. I'm a high school parent's dream.
But so you guys would go there and you would clown and would you like sat on a hat for tips or what?
First of all, no, because we weren't playing for money. We were doing it for the art. Second of all, don't laugh at me.
Like what we're doing here, write down a dream and put it in the hat and we'll see if we can will that into being.
You know what? We just brought joy to people. We just brought joy.
Okay.
That's all I was doing. And we had a couple bits.
I know who you brought joy to. If there were any dudes who got out of a movie early and going to get a hot dog on a stick, they got some real joy.
It's so true. I don't know where my head was that I was like, this is going to make for a very romantic story. But you know, based on my journal, I probably had it in my head that like, Some handsome man would look beyond the makeup.
There's a guy who's into clowns. I know.
And that means he's into me. You just slowly wipe away the makeup and underneath would be my beautiful Bert and Ernie eyebrows.
Oh, my God. I'm not saying I didn't wear some cakey makeup in my teen years.
I was so proud of my face makeup for clown that this last year I went as the female Joker and I got to go back to a clown store and I just looked at all the like advancements they have in makeup now and I got so excited. Clown white is so much easier to spread on. Like it's so much better for your skin. There's so many things out there on the market that I haven't even dabbled in. I'm going to go full clown one of these days.
No, you're not, because I used to. I thought it was really hilarious if the picture that came up on my phone was Kristen's. Was it Christy?
Christy.
Christy the Clown.
Not Krusty. That's the Simpsons butthole.
In full face makeup. But just after a while, I was like,
I know. I don't have enough photos of that time of my life.
It's kind of got a sepia, like a yellowy
thing
to it.
Well, that was,
like,
I'll have you know, at the very exclusive and fun party that was Lone Tree Days, where we would have fireworks, and they asked us to walk around and ask donations for the firemen, and we did as clowns, and we generated a lot of money, and I got two other clowns to come with me.
If I ask Lynn, did she love it as much as you did, what do you feel like her answer would be?
I think she I think she's my ride or die. I think she's going to say yes and just to support me and love me.
I kind of do think so. I think she's such a good time gal that she would be like,
a good time. There's whatever. No one that's more fun than Lynn. And you know, I have another posse. I have Danelle, who is a totally different part of my heart. And we'll talk about her another time, and Brandy and all those. But all together, it's just like it's the best of times of my childhood that I'm so happy that they're all all in my adulthood.
Because you're like the girlfriend that you finally get when you're like, because you guys met in kindergarten.
Kindergarten, and the first day I made fun of her cowboy boots. She has a very vivid memory of this.
Oh.
I made fun of her cowboy boots because I said and technically I'm not wrong. I said, those aren't real cowgirl boots because they're not rounded at the toe, and only cowgirl boots are rounded at the toe, and cowboy boots have a tip at the toe. So technically you're wearing boy boots. So what the fuck? And then she started crying and I felt terrible. And she was really cute.
Bitch.
I know. I totally.
Why do you know that much about cowboy boots?
Because I don't know, Jen. I was struggling with who I was internally.
So I just wore one pointed toe boot and one rounded toe boot.
Because I knew that was going to be a balance beam I'd walk for the rest of my life. You know?
I love it so much. I have to tell you too. When I met Mandy, because she didn't move to our school until she was in the fifth grade. And I had a best friend, Lori Godfrey. You've met her.
Yep.
She lives in Phoenix. Mandy starts moving into territory.
Nope.
And one of the first things I said to her was that I thought she had unhealthy hair. She didn't. It was so stupid.
Dumb thing to say. And that probably super hurt her feelings.
No,
because we can be mean. That. Oh, for sure. Because she's like, Jen is so pretty and has pretty hair. And then she just said, I have unhealthy hair.
No, she had a mullet, which I don't think she's probably proud of. But I had my Aunt Karen haircut at the time. And that was, I just straight up looked like a boy.
I saw that haircut. And you say that, but you still look really girly.
I looked like a boy with pearl earrings in.
Okay, that's not untrue, but it's still like.
There was nothing about my body to indicate female whatsoever.
You wore a popped collar and a really cute sweatshirt.
Still nothing about anything.
Are you supposed to show boobs outside of a popped collar? I have pretty hefty knockers right now, and I'm wearing a popped collar and a sweatshirt, and you can't tell.
No, but I mean, you could tell from a profile that you were a female, but when I was in the fifth grade.
Oh, no, you could not. And I was dressed as a clown at the same time, so just more of a.
Well,
Mandy moved to your town when you were in fifth grade, and then you guys were thick as thieves after that.
Kind of.
And then
yeah.
Jenny Long comes into the picture later.
Oh, that's okay.
That's so college. She makes me laugh. She's a little reminiscent of Lynn in my mind.
Yes.
And they're very similar. And the best thing about the friendship that I have with Jen is that we've been able to like overlap these friendships and just gain all these new friends.
Because
it's a weird thing that we've already vetted them. So we know they're great.
We know they're good. Yeah.
And I don't think
we're like, okay.
I don't think you and I have ever met someone, have we ever met someone that you didn't like that was my friend or that you had that I didn't like?
No.
That's amazing. Although I did have a guy that I was on a date with and you were like, absolutely not.
Yeah,
that was different.
No. For sure.
She was like, I was like, he's kind of attractive. No, you cannot date him.
Yeah.
No.
I was right though.
I was like, well, yeah, you're totally right.
So Jenny is... I'm the glue person, kind of.
What's that mean?
So Mandy and I became very good friends, just best friends. And then when I went away to college, I met Jenny.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's awesome. And then we were friends when we got out of college. Jenny and I set up Mandy with...
Oh, this is right.
Yeah, with Jenny's future brother-in-law.
Get ready for this.
Yeah. So my two best friends
married
brothers. Yeah.
And it's very confusing, you guys. And you need a chart because every time I'm around them, I'm like, wait, is Carl the one that's married?
Carl and Mandy, Jenny and Robbie. They're both good times.
They're both naughty gals. And such a good time.
When my husband met like Robbie and Carl, I think he had met Jenny and Mandy first. He was like, man, those guys, they don't let your hands be empty. There's Mm-mm. always buying you a beer. Like, they're like bringing shots. They're like, wasn't it your birthday last year? They're oh, yeah. just always making you have a good time.
Let me tell you, we did our comedy show in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
We had been working for 2 years straight. We had not taken a break to celebrate yeah. all the stuff that had come from my mom so hard. We didn't even really get to go out and have drinks after shows because we'd go get on a bus to go somewhere. But yeah. anytime we could, we would try. But when we got to Milwaukee, we were like, we've earned a couple days in Milwaukee, a super fun city, over yeah. St. Patty's Day. It was my husband's birthday. It was like three other people's birthday. Yeah. We had so many friends that joined us. And Lynn's or Mandy's husband and Jenny's husband, both brothers, came. And my husband drank 45 drinks.
I know those cats and are like,
he you was are going so to have a sick good time. The next day. And then we go to the airport and I'm like, where's Jen? And they're like, everybody's packing her bags for because she's still in bed because yeah. she's so hungover. I'm like, somebody is packing her bags?
You guys, we are full-fledged adults at this point. Like, this just happened a
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Okay. Because remember, Missy came, who's another one of my really good friends.
And yeah. And we did a stupid karaoke. Challenge in the
oh,
bar.
Oh, my God. I forgot about this. Okay. So, okay. My friend Melissa, she was she married? Had they got married yet?
No,
they haven't
engaged.
Got married yet. Okay. But we all drank so much after the show that he slept to like 11 o'clock at night the next day. And then yep. he came out again with us, yep. which I was like, I like him. You got to marry him.
Yeah.
He, I mean, guy that can like boot and rally after.
I am not that. Jen is much tougher than me. I'm a big pansy baby.
We, in our room, we stayed up and Brady Bunch was there too. We yep. stayed up after that comedy special so late, drank, somebody knocked on the door and I was like, oh God, it was like 4 a.m. I was like, it's security. And Carl Long was like, nah, security doesn't knock like that. It was the guy that heard us and asked if we had any extra beer.
Well, then you're in Milwaukee. You're not doing anything they
he
haven't
was so
done.
Smart. He's like, I knew you guys would give me some because you'd yeah. be scared I was security or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I'm going to blow this party out and you guys are way too old to be partying this way. Anyway, go to bed, old people.
So then we go sleep, get up and start in the afternoon. And by like 5 o'clock, there's some guy real like
a
talking
macho
shit
a-hole.
Dude. Yeah. And I think he was giving us a hard time about Nebraska. What was it?
Who knows? It was just this meathead. It was trying to like pick a fight with us. And we have a bunch of guys with us and we're like, are you kidding? We're all in our 40s. Like, take it down a notch. Wait a minute.
Not
did you just
me.
Challenge a
yeah. I will make any of my so the funny thing was
yeah, Jen,
the guy's like, oh, I'm a tough guy. And I was like,
so many muscles.
I go, you know what? You can do a plank off with my friend because my friend Melissa teaches like 8,000 workout classes a week. And Kristen like comes forward like, here I am, man, let's plank off. And I was yeah. like, whoa,
yeah.
wait, I wasn't signing you up.
And I would just like to say I won it.
She was second place. Melissa won.
No, she did not. She fell. I won and I pulled a muscle in my abdomen because I raged against the machine. I want it. It's on no, Instagram. It's on Instagram.
We're going to have to check this because I'm pretty sure she...
She should have won.
I think your memory...
Okay. I'll find the video. What do I get if I win? You have to finally skid by Dale's house.
Okay.
In your skidoots.
Really? Because I thought she...
Here's the thing about
that
me.
That guy was shaking and
here's
falling.
The thing about me. I will win something like that. I will win something like that. But then the next day, if you ask
you'll
me to
die.
Like, I'll die. And I'll be so sore because I'll just, that's how I've run 3 half marathons and I've done them all angry. And
yeah,
I run them
do.
And
yeah.
I run them pretty fast. And then I won't do shit for 2 years.
Well, then
that's how I work. That's why I have the body I have.
She had to drink to take away the pain
so
of the plank challenge. Definitely yeah. that dude and his team did not win for
they
sure.
Got
I know
mad.
That
remember, they almost
they
tried
left.
To fight us.
And then it was funny because one of the guys that was with them was like the cool one and came over and he was like, wow, ladies. They just didn't want to get beat by
myself.
Ladies.
I was icing.
Chris was like,
I was icing. I also was wearing a new shirt. And I was like, don't you get your shirt on the ground.
I was so into it. I took off my shirt and let Melissa wear it because she was in like a chemise, like some sort of.
We were assholes, but fun. Guys, the moral of the story is when you're with your friends, you resort back to very young behaviors. Although my behavior was a cool age behavior. I wasn't like sitting in the middle of the bar going, all right, fuckers, I'm going to put on my white face and my oversized Chuck Taylors.
And by white face, she means clown face, not white any face. Kind
that's
of weird.
That's what it's called.
Oh, God.
What? It's that's literally what a white face clown or a goose clown is, one where it's like half, where it's like the white
oh, that's
is on the bottom.
Goose?
A goose, I think. A-U-G. I'm not the only one in the field. So I got to look it up now. I didn't know this was going to be
know,
what we talked
I
about.
I got to tell you, I know nothing about clowning.
Well,
I'm not clowning around about that.
Well, you know what? We'll do a video where we do clown faces together. And
oh my
I'll
God,
teach
that would actually
be fun. Keep a note. Put a note. Put a pin in it.
Okay. Hold on. I got to ask you one more thing. I forgot because anytime you bring up clowns, I get really sidetracked.
She gets not only sidetracked, she becomes concerned for me. She was like, what life
no,
were you living? And what
gets,
life was I living?
She gets this thing in her eyes where she's like, go ahead and make fun of it.
Yeah,
because
I'm so proud of it.
I dare you.
I didn't see anybody else organizing a clown troupe, so I did it myself.
Yeah, sometimes
actually,
you
that's
gotta...
not true. I do take a lot of credit for the clown troupe, but I think there was one in place, and I just think I brought a lot of pizzazz to the entire. I brought a lot of, you know, I don't want to brag, but
yeah,
not a lot
you
of people
took
like
it
me
up
in there.
A notch.
I brought it in.
Yeah,
I brought it in and up.
That's what they say about clowns is that like they. Bring up. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they say about
yeah,
clowns.
You're really trying really hard. I can see her corners of her mouth trying not to smile.
Can you believe that she was a virgin till she was like
21?
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't forever, you guys. And I was knocked up at the altar, so I made a lot of
she
changes.
Made up for
I
last
made up for
time.
Last time between 21 and 34.
I think we should do let's talk to a fan.
Let's talk to a fan.
One of our friends okay. that we just haven't met yet.
Listen to this. You're going to love this because I love going back into our early videos and looking at comments because
I think my
favorite comments are when people share their own stories. It's less about
yes.
them saying something about us and more about just their own story. And we did a video called I Summer So Hard. And these made me laugh so hard because it's kind of like growing up in the summer and what your parents were like when you were little. And I don't know what the hell our kids are going to say about us because they have everything and they're spoiled rotten.
Yeah.
So
they were just hanging around all the time trying to validate our feelings. It really sucked.
Ugh. They're like, they just wanted us to be so successful and they had us in everything and saved
healthy.
Money for us.
Yeah.
Wanted
play the piano.
And during a pandemic, oh my God, all they did was helped us and assist us with remote learning. Okay. So this is Mara Dingman. This is literally from 2 years ago. She wrote, so this was about I Summer So Hard, and the setup is we were talking about like what it was like to grow up in the summer with like 80s parents or just your parents in general in the Midwest in small
towns.
They
were like, go to the pool,
right.
get out of here.
Exactly. And so this woman wrote, I remember my grandma pinning an envelope with money in it on me when I was like 4 or 5.
Oh, God!
And sending me into the store for pancake mix and butter. I bought some underwear for my mom instead. I mean, can you imagine doing that with your kiddo? I mean, can you imagine?
How? Okay. With that grandma was like into like 4 creamed mints for the day because there's no way a kid is going to know to.
She pinned the money on him and she probably put a
note
that
to
said
the storekeeper.
Butter. And if you did that in my little town, I 100% guarantee that Jim Clark, the owner of the Central City Mall, would have walked you back, got your milk and your butter, taken you up to the register, taken the money out of the envelope that's pinned to your shirt, and then probably stood with you until your mom came out of happy hour. Because that's what decent people do.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask is, what was she doing that was so...
I just think it's very reminiscent of grandmothers because they all start to go, oh, they're fine.
Yeah.
Oh, they're fine. You worry too much. They're fine. I'm like... Woman, we live in a town of 11. We live in a city of 11 million people. I grew up in a town of 2,000 people.
Oh, my God.
Very different.
If you sent your kid with a note that said pancake and money on it, the SWAT would arrive at your house. They'd be like, this one's fully
lost.
Yeah,
what in the
it.
Hell yeah. have you done? I'm going to read you another one because I think this is really funny and reminiscent of Jen and I growing up with terrible cars in our family. So this is, again, in spirit of growing up in the Midwest during summers. So Dana, oh God, I'll never get this name, but I think it's Czech. Stuhlst. It's Stuhlsatz.
Boy, that's a lot of
that's never gonna happen.
Consonants.
This poor microphone's covered in my DNA right now. Okay, so she said, so we didn't have a station wagon. She was talking about your station wagon.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We didn't have a station wagon. We had a cargo van. Oh. And one kid got to sit on the cooler up front between the driver and the passenger seats so we could easily hand my parents their beer kids laid in a stack on the bench seat in the very back, waiting for my dad to hit the brakes and send us flying.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yes, we did that too. My grandparents had a van and we used to they'd lay down the seat so we could play cards on it.
Totally. My husband has a pickup right now.
Yeah.
And he'll put the kids in the back and he'll drive 3 blocks to the park so they can play soccer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what, Con? I don't like this. I don't like it one bit. Meanwhile, my dad would put an entire baseball team, the coach, two dogs and a keg and make the kids balance the keg while he went over trailer tracks, railroad tracks. Like there was never you guys don't drop the keg. And there's be like 8-year-olds. Okay, Dewey.
That's kind of amazing, actually.
Yeah.
Aww.
I loved growing up in small town Nebraska.
Did you live close to Lynn's house?
It's funny you say that. When we were first friends, she lived so far away. She lived on a farm in the middle of nowhere. It felt like Egypt. Like we had to get on a plane to go there.
Yeah.
Then she moved into town and it was very close to my house. And then we were inseparable.
Okay. That's what you dream about is you want to have a neighbor that lives next door that's your best friend. That's what every girl dreams about, right?
I mean, that's what kind of happened to me. And also because Central City is so small, I had a really good friend across the street. My house was sort of the nucleus. And so then it was just what I hope for myself, which is kids coming in and out of the house sort of without knocking and just
awesome.
Getting into your fridge. And then you act like you're bothered. Like my mom would act a little bothered. Yeah. And she'd go sit down. I'll make some nachos.
Right. Yeah. Who wants
I'll get some nachos. Is your mom home? Tell Karen to come over. I've got a cold one. I'll get a Bartles
and
chips.
Natty Light.
I got a Natty Light and some Bartles and chips. You know what? Just call everybody over. Let's have a barbecue. I've got a pig in the freezer. And it was easy.
That's so easy. Awesome. We're never going to have that in LA. We have to move.
I think LA has its own charm that someday we'll look back and love. And there's so much about this city that I think is easy for people to be like, LA sucks. But there are so many wonderful things. We get to be around every kind of human you can imagine.
Yeah.
And that's something I did not get to do. Yeah. I didn't get to see anybody that looked different than me or even spoke a second language.
But I keep there's part of me that keeps hoping that, and we can't force it, but that Eleanor and Delilah will remember each other because right now here's their plan.
Yeah, they're the best.
They're going to move to Hawaii and they're going to be fashion designers.
Yep.
That live together.
The bottom part of the house is going to be where the women come and get their dresses made.
Yeah.
And the top part is going to be where we live. And at first, Delilah and I are going to share a room just in case we're scared.
Yeah.
And then when we get a little bit bigger, we're going to have our own rooms.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is what is it called? Lucky and Destiny. It sounds like total like.
It's Lucky and Destiny are the names of their American Girl dolls. And will also be their stripper names.
Yeah. Hey, man, whatever entrepreneurial spirit they have, may we light it on fire.
Absolutely. Except for that one.
You want them to have those memories. You want them to remember each other. And right now they're doing all these Zooms. And you hope that in their brain they'll be do you remember when we had to go into lockdown and we got to do fun Zooms? I don't know if they're going to.
Oh, my God. I think they'll forget about it.
I don't know what's better. Maybe that's better.
I was a military brat and I lived in different states for a while and I vaguely remember it.
So one do you remember the most other than Nebraska?
Illinois. I lived in O'Fallon, Illinois.
O'Fallon.
Yeah. And I had a best friend there.
Yeah.
Which I think actually her name was Allison. And I think she was my first best friend because I would have been second or third grade. That part of your life where you're actually starting to remember stuff,
Yeah. And that's really important too. And it's really important to learn how to be a good friend. That's something that I really try to work with Finn and Eleanor about because I'm how to support another girl if she gets to do something, even though Eleanor's never showed a sign of any kind of jealousy or cattiness ever. And I think it's the state of the world we're in that might be coming. And I just want to, I don't know, get ahead of that and say like, hey man, hang tight, hang tough, because these girls are going to be the ones that you link arms with.
Yeah.
And they're going to be the only thing that matters in your life for a really long time.
Yeah.
Boys will come and go. Oh. They will break your heart. They will be a blip on this game.
They'll generally go.
They'll generally go. They'll generally go.
Well, generally come and go.
And then you won't have any fun. But
that's much that's later.
That's a different That'll conversation. And we're going to have a very frank conversation with our girls about that. And be like, don't waste it. Don't waste it.
I know.
Don't waste your numbers. Go with your girls. Have some fun.
Exactly.
Don't put out. Friendships are bizarre and you're hoping they have.
Yeah.
My biggest thing is, when we went to Hawaii and we went to a 5-star vacation, I was like, we may never have this again. You better remember.
Don't think this is the norm.
I just want him to have memories of it.
Seriously. My husband lived in, he lived in Berlin.
Oh, that's neat.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
If anything in my life messed me up, it was living in Berlin, because German kids don't fuck around, man. He said they were like really mean.
That's amazing.
And then when he got back to the US, he was like kind of behind on stuff.
Yeah.
And so it was really hard. He like went from being like the big cheese to like feeling like odd man out, sort of. But I think all the kids are odd man out right now.
Yeah.
So they're going to be like so elated and happy to be back together.
Oh my God, really, that's the thing.
It'll be
a blip in the map. It'll be a good story to tell. We will be traumatized from it. We will remind them of it forever.
Yeah.
Like, they'll complain to us. They'll be like, oh my God, having a preschooler and a baby is so hard. I'll be like, Jake, let's go back to 2020.
Yeah. Mine are going to be like, wait, why do I have to take out student loans?
Yeah.
Well, because 2020, all I could do to make myself happy was to buy stuff.
You remember those 18 Christmas trees? Those aren't free. Those are not free.
Somebody had to pay for them, and it was you.
I wanted to teach you guys a lesson that when you order something, it makes you feel
better. Makes you feel kind of happy.
It makes you feel really happy. Well,
the only kids I really am worried about.
I'm looking.
Not worried. No, the only kids that I'm really worried about right now are like, if you miss like your graduation or senior, like that kind of sucks. But
I could see high school graduation, college graduation. I don't think it matters. Honestly, I mean, I think it's a big deal and you want everyone to know that you did it.
Yeah.
But ceremoniously, I'm like, my high school graduation, I remember sitting in that chair and being like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? And being so excited and so sad at the same time. And I bawled when I had to leave Lynn. I knew, like, aww. And just my little posse of friends that, like, took, you know, because they stuck with me when I was a real nightmare during my ADD. the development of my ADD symptoms were pretty rough for, I think, anybody that was my friend. They were like, good God, it's so much. But they stuck with
me. Well, I think the collision of puberty and ADD.
It's the worst.
Is a rough.
Middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah, nightmare. I mean, I got a couple bitches on my list, but it's cool.
Here, I'll put them on mine, too.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
What's our next thing? What are we doing?
This reminded me of song.
Oh, God.
This conversation reminded me of a song that...
Guys.
You might have a happier one. But you remember on that night that we went out with those guys after the comedy special?
Oh,
God. And then we did karaoke and you made me do Shallow, and that's way out of my range.
I didn't realize the level of skill you had to sing it.
Yeah, she makes it look easy. Lady Gaga makes it look so easy.
I literally didn't know my voice couldn't go that high. So then it was like listening to a bat. It was so bad. And my eyes like
she
panicked.
She put me up there by my hair.
Oh, yeah, I was not going down by myself. I'm not going down by myself. I just did a comedy show with you. There's no way I'm doing karaoke, which I don't even like to do. And I do because of you that I'm going to shit the bed
I
up there.
I mostly dance when I'm up there.
No, it was a god-awful experience.
Just hit a couple notes.
Lady Gaga would
can.
Sue me if she heard me sing karaoke.
Yeah.
She would be like, Shallow.
That our attorney was there.
Yeah, and he's like, stop. He was parody law. Parody law.
He just kept doing that cut thing by his neck, which is like, you're going to be in
get
trouble.
Get her off the stage. It was so bad.
This is what this conversation makes me think of, though. Send in the clowns.
You bitch.
There ought to be clowns. Is that the most psychotic
Shut
song
up.
Ever?
It's sad. That's what you don't understand. In order to be a clown, you have to dive deep into your own psyche and figure out what like makes you tick. so that you can emote when you are in your face, which you cannot use words. So I have to just get an emotional reaction from you from my eyes.
You know what it also makes you do? Murder 55 adolescents and then stuff them in the crawl space of your house.
Send in the clowns.
There ought to be clowns, but not in high school.
I know. And I think that's why the clown troop thing did not take shape. And robotics became a thing. Even though I think all the people that are playing Dungeons and Dragons and robotics and coding really want to be in clown troop too.
I think we should be done before you say too much. You guys should subscribe, listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook or even watch this podcast on YouTube. All right, be safe out there. Bye-bye.
Bye.